mother just said.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Comic Cafe, also known as Urban Therapy. There are no menus, but everyone will be served what you are deserved. So when you hear the cuss word, say them out loud. They make you feel good. Woosah is what we call it. Get it off your chest. Don't do 30 days. Call us up and vent 424-243-9649. But you got to press one to talk.
I'm a nigga with me. I'm a nigga with it. I'm a nigga baller. All my niggas athletic. All my niggas A1. All got street cred. All my niggas ballin'. All my niggas athletic. Pulled up in the fountain. Pulled off with a dancer. Got a pocket full of money. Kinda hard to keep my pants up. Nigga tryna run them bands up. Fuck a bitch with my hands up. Lil Quake fucked the Zans up. Kinda hard to understand her. Duffel bags in the Escalade. Caught a bitch still a bread truck. Got a bitch going retarded. Car over for a spare truck. All these niggas never scared us. All these niggas never ran us. Bitches tryna put the head on us. Niggas tryna put the feds on us. Niggas tryna take meds on us. Everything for the players on us. Niggas singing like Arizona. Gunshot just for saying something. Spraying shit like aerosol. You a foul and it's a fair ball. Nigga can't reach the goal. Keep shooting them down air ball.
Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out.
Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out.
Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out,
little bitch.
Yeah.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Me.
You getting mad.
Get mad.
I'm getting rich.
Yeah.
Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out,
watch out.
Watch out,
little bitch.
Watch out.
Watch out, little bitch.
Sip on.
Hey, watch out, little bitch. You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Rich.
You getting mad, bitch. You getting rich.
Yeah.
Watch out, little hoe.
Watch out.
My partner still smoke on parole.
True.
They say that I'm crazy. I used to talk to a stove, I tell it to lock. Shit, I tell it a lot. Go to the dealership. Bitch, tell off the lot. You know I'm coming straight out the block. You know I'm coming straight out the top. Shorty say she want 5 million. Cause I told her to leave and call her a thot. Shit, you can like it or not.
Damn.
I'm coming straight out the pot.
Damn.
Still got some ack in my stock.
Man.
Nigga, I ain't got a lot.
Nah.
Nigga, I ain't gotta try. You waving that thing in the sky. We waving that thing at your body. We waving that thing at your eye. Look at the watch on my wrist. Got on my watch in my wrist. Told that little bitch I passed. Nigga, watch the assist. I run the track like the marathon. You niggas softer than silicone. You know what it's like when the feeling gone. I know what it's like when the sun gone. I had to sit down with Farrakhan. Turn the White House to the Terror Dawn. I used to serve at the Chevron. I used to serve with my necklace on. Bitch.
Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out,
little bitch. Watch out, little bitch.
Yeah.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Me.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out.
Watch out, little bitch.
Sip on.
Hey, watch out, little bitch. You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Rich.
You getting mad,
get mad,
bitch. I'm getting rich.
Yeah.
Comic Cafe. Monstrous Radio. Online radio will rock. Get in. Okay. Okay. Woosah music. Help you vent. Release some of your stress. DJ E-Monst, I got a lot of stuff coming up for y'all later on in the show. But check it out. This is Big Gov featuring Nisha and Nishay called Let Me Live. I ain't go through- Monstrous Radio Live, new music you ain't heard before.
Funny guys, I ain't in the laughing mood. Handyman, I pack a tool, show you what this ratchet do. I just wanna chill and get topped off. Buy a bad and bougie bra, the Gucci ain't a knockoff. Is that too much to ask for? Nigga, what you mad for? You the one that wanna see a limit on my cash flow. Same nigga smiling in my face like congrats, bro, but throwing hella shade as soon as I turn my back, though. It's hard to remain humble when you have a million and one niggas aiming at you. How can you not become an asshole? Looking at my past, yo, I ain't never ever going back, bro. Put that on everything I love, and on that note, I had to separate the real from the fake, the love from the hate, my dogs from the snakes, yeah. Up with you, Gov. I see you got a little buzz. I'm trying to fuck with you. What time you hanging out? I'm trying to live it up with you. It's all love till you tell them spin a buck with you. That's when the true colors show. They start throwing subliminal shots and wonder why I walk around with trust issues. I used to have a clique of 50 niggas. 50 niggas eventually dwindled down to 10. And we in the trenches, getting to the chicken, strictly business. Balling on niggas senseless, similar to the 0-4 Pistons. It's a fact when you do something great. Niggas' hearts prompt jealousy, eyes show envy. You spot it from a mile away. That's when you separate the real from the fake, the love from the hate, your dog from the snakes, nigga.
More hot music for you guys. Let me see if I can get some of this OG grip for y'all right quick. One of the artists here in the Twin Cities coming up real strong. So I definitely got to show him some love. I know he got something we can get some Wu-Tang on if I can get it up here right quick. So, all right, don't forget we got an event coming up this Saturday. It looks like Darryl Horner, he's going to be performing. He's a comic that was on Last Comic Standing. So if you're looking for something different, when you go out, you dig, not doing the same old thing, something different, bring your girl, bring your first date, and get your laugh on, you know, make some memories. I might even give away some tickets tomorrow night, so stick with us. Let me see, what do I got from OG Grip? I got Number One Hustler, I got Fancy Life, I got Turn Up. Let me see, let's go with this, should I go with Fancy Life? I like this Number One Hustler. Listen, Fancy Life, we're going to go with that one. Monstrous Radio Live, Comic Cafe. Woo-sah, player. Woo-sah.
Fantasy's about the fast life.
Fast life.
White women and black ties.
Black ties.
Black women and white guys.
White guys.
Martinis with my ties.
Woo-ties.
Gucci loafers meeting with Jews.
Yo.
And world tours, reaping rewards from these dudes.
Yeah.
What you know about that? All the struggle done paid off and now we getting back.
Yeah.
That's why we giving back.
Yeah.
Putting everything in this rap till it's a wrap.
and it's a wrap. L.I.B. and we elevating. Kenny told me stay focused, don't focus on all the hating, and we did that.
Living the fancy life,
yeah.
We keep it going all night,
all night,
and it goes on and 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 on. What a fancy life, you can have what you like, and it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on, yeah.
Life done changed for a nigga, barely gaining weight, but now my pocket's getting bigger. I've been living life fancy. If you can't see, accomplish plan A, now on to plan B. We've been moving like it's ours for a minute, just to find out what life really isn't. Isn't it amazing? Head down to the pavement, like I'm 23 at the gym and I'm faded. Barely making wages, now I'm tipping wages. 50 extra dollars, keep the ice cold in a henny. Haters do not offend me, bitches do not pretend me. But this is what it is when you live in life fancy.
Living the fancy life, we keep it going all night, and it goes on and 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 on. What a fancy life, you can have what you like, and it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on, yeah.
Yeah, OG Grip, helping you get your moonshine on. Remember, when you hear the curse word, say them out loud to make you feel good. Don't do 30 days. Fit 30 bobs. Get it? So, all right, we're going to keep it moving. Let's see what we got next. Matter of fact, I got some MMDP Global. We global, you bitch. Check it out. This is John Fly. Big shout out to Kina from Lioness Management and Murder FB. What's good?
We global, you bitch.
What's good?
Feast, where you been at? I've been gone for a minute. A lot of stress, a lot of shit on my chest. I ain't even far home in a minute. But I gotta get it off, though. Looking for a nigga where it's hard, though. Niggas fake every day, cause then you ain't got shit. But they don't even call, though. I'ma just do me, though. Everybody fuck them all, no Steve. See the nigga watch me, no Steve. Acting like a motherfucker, she here, he, though. Niggas ain't real no more. Fuck it, I don't even wanna deal no more. Quarter of the
bust in the motherfucker, motherfucker, let me down. Every time, no lie, put it down, no lie. I'ma ride for every one of my kind. I'ma be there in a minute, ass nigga. I'ma hit you right back, ass nigga. Got sense, got fat ass nigga. Why jack my nigga? Keep it 1K. When you up, you feel like ain't nobody help you do shit. When you down, you need your whole clique. That's a fuck shit. What you want, get your life, bitch. I'ma be me. Nigga, beware, fuck a motherfucker, cause they don't care. When my back against the wall, who gon' have me? Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Okay, so we just ran from the Twin Cities. That's possible Twin Cities in Arizona. So looks like we got one of the mom stars checking in with us. Looks like we got Miss Unbelievable. So we're going to check in with her in just a moment. So now let's go ahead and jog it up to California. That's one way to release your stress, through exercise. You dig? Because you can't just go around all tense all day, fuck around and catch 30 days. I'm just saying, this is called Boogie Down, Young Retro. Check him out. Monsters Radio Live, if you're in the California area, let them know. Hey, Young Retro. Hey, homie, they're playing your music on Monsters Radio Live right now. Right now.
Sway your head in a circle, twist your arms around the ground. Boogie that down. Sway your head in a circle, twist your arms around round. Wake me up before you go, go. Damn, you already know, no. Gonna sway your head in a circle. You be the hit on the dance floor. Boogie till you can't boogie no more. And if you get hot, take off your clothes. Boogie fast. Boogie flow, and if your hair ain't long, you better let it grow. This an old dance from the 80s. This a new dance that's about to pay me. I seen them do it on the East and the West Coast. They even did in the UK a long time ago. Let's party like it's the 12th of January. And if it ain't, use your imaginary. Hands in the air, let me know you with it, shorty. So in other words, we can party till the morning. Jump too turned up, jump too turned up. 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 I just can't stop. They tried to copy my style, Photoshop. They never heard a beat with so much knock. They've been waiting 20 years for something like this to drop. Boogie that down. Down, sway your head in a circle, twist your arms around the ground. Boogie that down. Sway your head in a circle, twist your arms around the ground.
We all night clubbing with all of my homies and all of my cousins. No thugging, I'm chilling with Young Retro. Let's go, this beat travels like an echo. We stay working, bitches stay twerking. This kind of dance is for each and every person. Something that you can move to. Don't really matter, old school or new school. You know this track's dope, similar to crack smoke. We the last hope, boogie down, like you from the BX. Everything we do is big, like 3X. Shorty bad, half black and Asian. Face is a dime and the ass is amazing. We stay blazing, trees in the back room. Tunnel style, getting head in the bathroom. I'm too turned up, I'm too turned up. 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 We brought back a classic. We mixed it and made it another smash hit. Dance till you ruin your shoes. Old school style, but it's new and improved.
Boogie that down. Boogie that down. Boogie that down. Sway your head in a circle, twist your arms around. Boogie that down. Boogie that down. Sway your head in a circle, twist your arms around.
Yeah, so that's what's up. That's Young Retro. Big shout out to him and Untouchable Magazine. You can catch articles on me in Untouchable Magazine. I can't remember what month it is, but you can definitely go to my link at monsterusradio.com. Go to DJ E Monster and you can find those links there. Just go to the pics, push them, and they'll take you right to those magazines and some other, what, a mixtape of mine in Japan and some other stuff. That's just my personal stuff. But let's go ahead and bring it back to Comic Cafe, Urban Therapy. This is the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what your ass is deserved. Monstrous Radio Live. So it's unbelievable. What's going on, Mama? Looks like we got somebody else over here press one, but let's check in with you first. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Hi. It's monstrous around here. You dig? You dig? I'm not too upset about nothing, so I ain't gonna cry at nobody. but yeah, you know, it's a good day for me. It's a good day for me. How about you?
You know, it's a good day. I'm doing the grandma thing today. You know, grandkids are the best. Mm-hmm. Just keeps me young. Mm-hmm. It keeps me young. I'm just going to put it out there. It keeps me young, boy.
Okay. That's what's up.
Other than
that's
that, you know, no issues. No drama. No, none at all.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I tell you this. That's one show I'm going to have one day. I need to talk to my kids because I'm telling y'all, man, I don't know what it is, but I'm about ready for me some grandkids. Hey, it is what it is. I know everybody be talking about they don't want none. It makes you feel old, whatever, whatever. But I'm going to make a disclaimer with my kids. Y'all better give me a grandkid or I'm going to have one of my own. It's going to look awkward. You dig? Y'all grown as hell and y'all got a little ass sister or brother, and I'm not going to look good. 50 years old, pushing around or walking around with a toddler. It is what it is. Work with me or work for me.
But, you know, it's a popular thing, though. It's a popular thing. Older people are older right. Couples are now having children at 50 and 45. So, hey, if you want to have that stroller, go head on. Me, I like to get them and bring them back to their mamas and be like, oop, let me go do my thing.
Point taken. But, all right, let's check in with the other person right quick. I think I know who it is. You heard that bing in your ear. You want to announce yourself. Hello.
It's the one and only Seldom Sam.
What's good, Seldom
what
Sam?
What up, mama? Hi, how you doing? Hi, honey. How you doing?
Good, I'm good. Thank you. How about yourself?
Shut up, Mom.
See, there you go.
I missed you. I know he hated though, but you've been gone. I missed you, boo.
Oh, I missed y'all too. Well, not Mom, but you.
I know, right? The girls.
Yeah.
Wait.
Girls only.
What?
Girls.
Yes.
I'm going to let that ride. Because I don't want no problems.
What?
I'm gonna let that ride. I just don't want no problems today. I don't want no problems. I want.
Well, see, I had took a nap and I woke up and everything, and I'm great now. I'm getting ready to have me a shot of some grapefruit Smirnoff. But.
Okay.
I'm about to piggyback off of you, Monster. Disclaimer. I told my boy, I'm like, hey. Don't you think it's about time for me to see a mini you running around here? Tell us some. No, I don't think I'm gonna have no kids. I was like, yeah, all right. But you know, I gotta ride with you once again, Monster. It's gonna look kind of awkward for me to be about 90 with a 2-year-old or something. So he better get started. Yeah.
Well,
how y'all been?
Who you with?
Well, I'll throw you a shower. I'll throw both of y'all a shower, a baby shower, throw them up and be like, see what I'm saying? Those midnight feed-ins and all that. Y'all going to be like, Tosh, come get them. I'll be like, nah, Miss Unbelievable can't help you.
No,
yeah,
that's okay because the baby daddy's going right
too.
There.
I can see her doing that, too. I can see her talking about, hey, you want to go to the who did we just go see? Jagged Edge. You want to go to Jagged Edge? Oh, you can't go because you got kids and you ain't got no babysitter. But I'll look at it on my live feed on Facebook or I'll send you a video tomorrow and you just be looking at it like you bogus. You didn't have to do me like that. I can just see you doing it.
I'm glad you know me. I'm glad you know me. Because I would.
Okay, what? In my own defense, I don't even go to concerts. So if I want to hear like Jagged Edge, they got one song that I really, really like. So I'll just go to YouTube and listen to it off YouTube. So there it is.
You know, Kim, Southern Scene is whatever you like to do, though.
Yeah, well, thank you. I like to stay at home.
I
want to
know what Jagged
Edge
song.
So. You said what Jagged Edge song it is? Lord, see, it is one song, and it's a slow song, and it's by, I don't, because that's that shit I was smoking on in years. You sure right. Nope, that ain't it either.
Oh, okay.
No, grinding
that's
on me.
Jam,
no, it's not grind on me. No. It's Sweet Lord of Mercy. Blessed Monster, you just had to put me on the spot like that, then you drew a complete blank.
It's all right. It didn't work out for me either. I was going to say, we just was at that concert. I got a couple of their songs recorded. I'm going to drop a little video.
Walked out of heaven. There it is.
Live in the Monsters, live everywhere. I don't think I have a recording. I don't think they did that one while they were here. But yeah, uh-huh. I was hoping it would have been one of them songs, but it is what it is. But yeah, we definitely got to get some of their new music. That new music they got is hot. That new one. Did it drop yet? Was it like this weekend? Is it this weekend it drops? You remember? It's unbelievable.
No.
It was this weekend, yes.
Okay, yeah, that new album is hot. I definitely got to cop that.
Oh. Okay, but you know how I do. I don't listen to like all the songs. It might be one or two of them that I listen to, and I, you know, one, two, skip a few, 99 to the next.
Well, I'll tell you this right here. On that album, they performed a couple, some snippets off of the album. You're going to like at least three of them. I'm going to tell you that right now. They're going to like at least three of them.
Really?
Yeah. And they performed some songs that they wrote. I never knew that they wrote that were hitters. I'm like, wow, they wrote that? That's what's up.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, they are so like, I'm not a concert goer either, but man, when it's the old school people that the music that you like and they still can sing and they still do it for you, yeah, I'm going.
Okay. I would love to see Mr. Aaron Hall. Now him,
ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. He's still around and he's still got the box haircut and everything, still performing and everything. At least from what I've seen off Facebook. He don't look like Ralph Tresvant. No, he don't look like a grandpa.
Huh? another good artist to see, I've seen not too long ago, is Carl Thomas. He's a really good performer still.
Oh, wow. You're going back, though.
Yeah. Ooh. He gets it in. He sounds just like the record, too. I was like, whoa.
You know,
whoa.
It was one, when I say old school, I'm about to take both of y'all back, like, to the wagon wheel days. Y'all remember Glenn Jones?
Glenn Jones?
Yes. When I say he was back in,
I believe
like I had, he had done a concert here, and we were VIP because the people that we were with, they sponsored him coming here. Oh, my God, I got so torn that night. I honestly, the only thing I remember is that man had on, like, some sequiny shoes, and I was up in the VIP. He had on a sequin shoes and a sequiny hat. But the man can still sing, though. His voice still sounds the same as the records that he had put out, like, back in yesteryear days. Yeah. No.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm not going to lie, though. I'm not going to stunt. I was waiting for you to say, he has some sequency shoes, and I got the clown in his ass, and they threw me out of the VIP.
My sister had went to go pick this man up from that Marquette Hotel downtown or something like that. And she did enough clowning for me, her, you, and Miss Unbelievable over there talking about something. He had them chiclets for teeth and that he was old as dust. And, oh, yeah, my sister gave him the business.
That's bad. I knew. I already knew. That's bad.
But he was a good sport. He was a good sport. He took it all in, you know, in fun and games and everything. But he did do a really nice show that night. That's when I was thick. I was thicker than a super snicker that night. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, it's all right. It's all right. We all had our moments.
Don't we?
So what we want to talk about to vent about tonight, I know yesterday we said we was going to talk about politics, about, you know, everybody's complaining about, you know, police brutality. They talking about Trump. They talking about all his little secretaries and little side bets, all kinds of things. And we came to the conclusion last night that the best way to combat that is not to just complain about it and point fingers at he ain't doing this and they ain't doing that. Get your ass in politics. You dig? They got people get involved, whether it's voting, and that's one of the great things. A lot of people, they don't really look at on the local level. Like some people, like, I'll be honest, I can't tell you the last time I remember voting for the mayor of Minneapolis or the police chief or something like that. You know, we got to get more involved in those type of things because we can't complain that this person's up there and they're not doing what they're supposed to do. But who did you vote for? Did you pick one? Or are you just mad and complaining and ain't doing nothing about it? You know, we got to get more involved. We got to become the police. We got to become the mayors. We got to become the governors, those type of things. So we could talk about that. Or, you know, is there something else on the local level that might have happened recently that we might need to talk about?
We could talk about how Usher came out and said that he don't have the peas, he don't have the Usher bumps. But he did say that. And they are no longer called herpes. Yeah, they're no longer called herpes. They're now called Usher bumps. This one, because I've seen it, I've read it.
So he's saying he don't got it?
Mm-hmm. He said he doesn't have it, and he's suing the ones, his accusers. I didn't read the whole thing, but yeah, he's going to be suing the people that are trying to sue him. As a matter of fact, I would want to say this for defamation of character, because they're saying that he had it and he's saying that he don't have it. So that could, you know, that could actually like screw somebody's career if everybody was to believe whatever it is that came out. And the girl, she says she did not have intercourse with that man, but he did not disclose to her that he had the bumps. So, but Usher said he did not hump on Big Petunia.
That definitely can mess up people's career, because I tell you right now, I don't see the video for the thing. No limit. I just don't see it the same no more. You think? I'm just saying. Don't judge me. Pray for me. I'm just saying.
Or what about Let It Burn?
But sorry, you was about to say something. We want to go there.
Okay, but understand, though. But this is my thing, though. We're sitting here, you know, talking about him, and he said he don't have it. What if somebody started a rumor about you? You know, how would that make you feel, knowing that it's not true? Like, it's so unfair that someone can defame your name and you don't have a leg to stand on once you think that that's happening to counteract what's true and what's false and what's the accusation. You know, it's so unfair. You know, we don't want that to happen to us if it happens. But dang, that's like one of those ones that you can never live down, even if it's not the truth. Even if he brings his record, somebody's going to be like, you know, them doctors. You know what I'm saying? He's never going to be able to live down if he is or if he hasn't, which is so unfair. Because what if that happened to us? You know, someone's blasting us, you know, because they don't like us or they got an axe to grind with us, and then we can't recover.
You know what?
That's true.
I say especially in the music industry, I keep it 100. You know what I mean? That's how we do it around here, Monsters Radio. We ain't scared of nobody. You know, some people try to spread rumors about me before on some bullshit. You know what I mean? So I kind of understand how that works. And then, you know, you get a couple of haters. They run with it. They make memes and all kinds of little funky shit. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And before next thing you know it, it's out there. You know what I mean? And it's kind of hard to combat things like that. You know, especially if you really don't pay attention to the malice too much. By the time you notice it, it's already done red and rampant, run through some fields, jump some fences, you know, burn down a couple garages. But, you know, but yeah, I totally feel what you're saying on that. Because, I mean, if it's not real, I mean, damn, that's bogus as hell. You know what I mean? To put that out
people,
there like that.
That'll cast a shadow of doubt over you no matter what. Like you say, even if it's not true, and Monster, I feel what you're saying too, because I have had some people try to do it to me. But, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt, and if the people that's really, really with you and down with you, they know what it is. They know, like, haters is going to say whatever it is that they want to say to make themselves relevant and get their 15 minutes of fame, and then next thing you know, they're you never see their ass again. With the girl, I know her name starts with a Q. Did y'all see those posts that she had put up about, well, this is my last time, my last day being a regular girl and I need money, this. Okay, it almost seems like it was a setup, like to just want to try and get in that man's pockets. They put the video out there of her grinding and bumping and throwing ass all across him, but they also put out there's some other videos of her with like the Rock and a few more. I want to say one of them looked like it was Omarion, a few more male celebrities. So it's like she puts herself in the position to where she can meet these celebrities, and then next thing you know, shit like this that happens. Once somebody get to coming out talking about, well, he gave me the peas, and then here she come, well, he didn't give them to me, but he didn't tell me that he had it, and talking about that it was her birthday the night of the concert when he pulled her out, cherry-picked her out the crowd, and after the concert, he went to her room and gave her a birthday gift, if you will. So she's putting herself she's putting herself out there, but she's also making herself look stupid too, because she has these videos and stuff of her with these celebrities. Like, what is she trying to do? Who's going to be the next one that she try and go after and say that they gave her the aid or the super strain, what is it, the super gonorrhea, you know, that new gonorrhea that's eating through the medicine and all that? Who's to say? I will say to her attorney, Lisa Bloom, she is no joke. Not to say that I have any run-ins with her, but I've seen Lisa Bloom on many, many occasions on like Court TV and Headline News and all that. That lady is no joke. Her and Gloria Allred are no jokes. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to come back. I just want to know about this. She said gonorrhea eating through medicine. We're going to see what the hell she's talking about. So, all right. I'm just going to say, so I ain't going to say nothing. I'm just going to play the track. All right. You know what it is. Is it too soon to play Usher track? Is it too soon?
You got to go ahead and let it burn.
I'm coming with a new one. Yeah, I know. Y'all been waiting for a minute. Now what I do, keep it no limit.
Yeah.
Swipe, G-Mix, swipe, yo, yo, Usher, baby, yo, yo, yeah. Make it say, no limit, got that masterpiece, no limit, baby, can get that black car, no limit, just know when you roll with a nigga like me, there's no limit, baby, G-Mix.
More money, more bitches gon' love ya, I got the hookup, it's nothing, I fucked a fan and we fuckin', I told a friend that we wasn't, I told a man that we cousin, hey, I made this
remix for Usher, did it for Travis and Hustle. I gave the game to my youngsters, I showed them how to get paid, but we taking trips to Jamaica. I've been body body since body body. Bad bitches don't come about it, we ain't even gotta talk about it. No Limit boys get riding, riding. Shorty bad, I won't try that. Say she want it, I'ma buy that. All this ice, get them panties wet.
With this one and that one, a white one, a black one. I've been there, done that, and I ain't need none. But these hoes ain't on shit anyway. And at the end of the day, man, I don't even want that. I looked up, then I fucked up, and we broke up. Then we made up, but I got locked back. But it ain't how you fall, it's how you get right back. I'm a one man army, and my bitch my back. I just said those pull-ups, dips, and push-ups. Think about the one who kept it truller. That's my chick, she kept it ruler. None of these hoes ain't fucking with her. You my private soldier, mama. Can I call you Mia? It truly ain't no Limit, baby, and I can't wait to see ya. Everything you think you want, no, I can't wait to give. Lay your rock solid foundation, babe, cause I just wanna build. Your wildest dreams and fantasies, the way that you should live. Master P with golden ceilings, babe, and diamond chandelier.
Make it say, no limit. Got that Master P, no limit, baby. Can get that black car, no limit. Just know when you roll with a nigga like me, there's no limit, baby. Make you say, no limit. I see murder that, no limit, baby. Give that ghetto D, girl, no limit. Just know when you roll with a nigga like me, there's no limit, baby.
Okay, you're fine, shorty, you know that you're fine. I pull you out of the line, then I recline. I put it right in your spine, I make you smile all the time. I pour you wine, I put an act into mine. I take it back like rewind, I take you back, put you in back of the back. I got my hand on your thigh, I am the ice cream man on limit. Pull up in a two-seater with four women, baby. Mouth full of gold, lick you from head to your toes. All these lame dudes get exposed, only the real. I give a F how you feel, I spend a check on these clothes. I make a wish in a rose, I got the stars on the roof. I am a dog, I go roof. I am the shit, I am the pepper lagoon. I got a rep in the crew, I got a plan with a partner. I got a out of the Honda, I just might get her a tank. I give a fuck what you think, taking selfies in the bank.
I'm selfish, I could close design, offended, proud of mama, got the hill is nana, beat it proper, eat it up just like lasagna, make me holla, oh my god. Call me daddy, but I'm father from her father. Smoke the coochie up like marijuana, do the honors, long as she mow the lawn. Make her scream like, I'm the new day P. Miller, yeah, my ball in a chinchilla, hey, probably try out for the A, hey, cause I score more than these, hey, remember them TV dinners, never got a number for the mean dinner, hey, I'ma go with the grill steak, hey, swear it feel good to be richer.
Make it say, no limit, got that Master P, no limit, baby. Can get that black car, no limit. Just know when you roll with a nigga like me, there's no limit, baby. Make you say, yo, yo.
Smoke the shocker with the bandana tied sideways. Master P, no gold teeth, I got the diamonds in it. I've been minding my business, you been minding mine. If the love has no limit, why your eyes decline? All these cell phone minutes, all these written rhymes. Just one thing to make this finish if you cross the line. Yeah, eat, sleep, fuck, yeah, all day. That's my baby. She ride me, hardly, give me, started. Beg it, guard it, these diamonds cost 40.
All this money gotta count for some.
Yeah.
Keep that shit no limit. Fuck 100.
Make it say no limit.
She put that Master P on me.
No limit, baby.
Gotta send you courtside.
No limit.
Just know how I go if you put it on me.
There's no limit, baby.
Make it say
no limit.
I see my murder dead.
No limit, baby.
No limit. Yeah. Usher remix. So here's a couple more events I gotta tell you guys about. A couple more events coming up this weekend. It looks like, okay, don't forget now, we're popping off on Saturday. You dig? I get some more information on that with Daryl Horner, who was on Last Comic Standing. It's a night of comedy, and we got some entertainment with Flawless. Oh, did I just give it all away? I'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up. But also, if you're into the steppers type thing, There's a Steppers competition called the Step Off. It's going down at the Minnesota Music Cafe. That's this Sunday from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Let me see. Let me find some more information about it, what's going on. It says, come join us. The first annual Steppers competition with DJ Big Reach on the ones and twos with performances by R&B sensation All Snaps. And we're talking about throwback Surface with the live band JB and the Routine. It's 25 plus event. Doors open at 9 p.m. Tickets are at Circle of Apparel, 1215 Arcade Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55106. Put that in your GPS. If you need to find more information on it, go on Facebook. Looks like, man, just go to my page or the Monsters Radio group page. You can find it there. There's no other way for me to really tell you how to get it. I can tell you these numbers, but unless you got a pen, you ain't going to remember all that. So, all right, that's what's going on. Don't forget, also, like I said, that's Sunday night. Saturday night, it's going down with a night of comedy at the Underground, Fire Underground, at 355 Northeast Monroe Street, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55413. Make sure to put that in your GPS. We got special guest performances by one person that's really on the upright. She goes by the name of Flawless. I'm trying to get an interview with her here, coming up here real soon on the show. So, yeah, it's Dale Horner. Like I said, he was on Last Comic Standing. I've seen some of his video clips. This dude is funny. That's all I can say. This dude is funny. It's going to go down tomorrow night, something different. If you want to go out with just not a bunch of artists or something like that, we got artists, we got comedy, we got the Monsters. You know, we hold it down on the ones and twos. So come out, make sure you got room in your camera to take pictures. It's going down this Saturday. Matter of fact, the whole weekend's going to be Monsters here in the Twin Cities. We stay lit. I'm just saying. So matter of fact, hold on. There is one more event I want to tell you guys about. It's tonight. Matter of fact, you guys heard him on the show. We did an interview with him. Just Will, he's going to be performing tonight. The R&B sensation. Looks like it's called. Let's see, where is it at? In My Lane, featuring Willie Arc. Let's see, and special guest, which is obviously going to be Jay Will at the Vikings Bar tonight. 18 plus $7 at the door. Doors open at 8 p.m. So it looks like it's open now. 1829 Riverside Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Make sure you go up to Jay Will, get you a picture, or Jeff Will, sorry. Make sure you get you a picture and tell him E-Monster and the Monstars from Monsters Radio Live sent y'all over there. So, all right, that's some events that's going on from tonight. I don't know what's going on tomorrow, but we'll figure it out. Tune in tomorrow, Friday Night Live, when we get y'all ready for the weekend with some weekend music. I got some new Bobby Hatfield for y'all that's going to get y'all jumping called Avocado. Y'all going to like that. So let's go ahead and bring it back. So what was we venting about?
Super gonorrhea.
Now, what the hell is that? That sounds like a bad movie from Japan. So, okay, what is this that you're talking about? Hello.
It's a new and improved 2017 version of gonorrhea that if you take get the meds for it's eaten through the meds, and they don't know like what type of medication it could take to stop it. There's I can't remember what the name of this other one is, but when I tell you it's crap, never mind. But the super gonorrhea, yeah, it's a super strain. It's new and improved. And so everybody that's out there doing all that dry humping, or they humping on people and not using prophylactics, I'll break that one word down as in using rubbers or whatever. They might want to be a little bit careful because they don't know like what it's going to take to get rid of it as of yet. Thought about something. Why am I always the one to get to come in and talking about stuff like that, or the infantile penile syndrome? You know, that's how.
You're our medical mama. You know, just come back with just some medical stuff. Well, let's talk about the super herpes and the medical, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. So seldom definitely will bring us to that.
Yeah, I will. I mean, you know, because I don't want y'all out there, not to say you two or anything, but I don't want our peoples out there getting hit up with some shit that they don't know about. They have the slightest clue as to how to get rid of it, or why they shit end up looking like a nutty buddy. So, you know. But, yeah, I heard about that one. myself on Facebook. Just like there's people at my job that had never heard of the blue waffle.
Hmm? Why?
See, I'm just in awe because, you know, I don't know. I'm just going to be like, I'm just going to have to put my thing like how they, what they do, that, remember Star Wars movie where they put Han Solo on that shit and his shit, he was just looking like, he was just frozen in that casket, just, they had to bring his ass back, they're like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do to my junk. I'm just going to be sitting there, nope, not going to use it no more. It's just dangerous. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
It really is. It's like
2017. It just, I don't know why. It just, y'all ever seen them Predator movies where Alien came into it? And, you know, if y'all know Alien takes form of whatever it is and still comes back called Alien. I don't know why I just thought of that when you said that. Like, oh, my God. Dick's going to have another little head come out. No.
Look,
no, I'm not ready.
With some eyelashes on there. But no, seriously, I mean, I try to keep myself informed. I try to keep myself informed on a plethora of things. I just don't want to be known for like one thing. No, if I'll educate you, like I said before, I'll talk a little shit, but I'm also going to drop some shit on it, on you or them or whomever, to let you know, like, this is what you need to look out for. So I'll be the medical mama, Miss E,
hey,
over there. I'll gladly wear that.
It's all right. It's all right. I was thinking the same thing when you said that. I was like, why am I always the one? I was thinking, too, why is Kim always the one? But hey, it is what it is. It's things people need to know. It's Urban Therapy, Comic Cafe. You know what I mean? Things that people need to talk about that they may not talk about. They be scared. We ain't scared of nobody. Get it?
Okay. So, either one of y'all, pay attention to the shit that they talking about. Like, straight men now are leaning more towards transgenders. Like, transsexuals, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Transsexuals, like, straight men are, like, going a whole lot more to the transsexuals than they are to the straights or whatever. I'm like, oh, wow. Did you say?
Mm-hmm. See, yeah. I'm gonna keep it straight ghetto with y'all. See, that's some bullshit statistics they put out. They trying to get y'all to believe if that motherfucker was gearing over there, he wasn't straight. No, don't even put him in that category. No, straight men don't do that. I'm straight as hell. I don't. No. Shit, the first thing I see now when I look at a pretty ass lady is, okay, does she got manly features? Cause she be real. Is she one of them little cross-dressing motherfuckers? Okay.
Hold your head back so I can see your Adam's apple bigger than mine.
Right. Yeah, let me talk to you. Talk a little deep. Okay. So your feet got big knuckles on them. Look like Rottweiler paws. I'm just saying something ain't right. You little thick. On the bone side. But you know, I'm just saying, man, that's that bullshit that Texas they trying to put out there. Nope. I'm not going for it. Straight men don't do that. Nope. We don't lean.
I mean,
we don't lean. That's why they stay straight,
you know,
on the narrow.
It's a couple people that might, you know, decide, like, you know what, I think I want to go over here and see what this life is about. So, you know, and keep it on the D. They say that that some of the men that are doing it is because they like their, oh, my goodness. It's like when the man is going up in prostate, milking the prostate or something like that. So, yeah.
Wait, what?
I think. Oh, God. Okay. Never heard of, like, having the prostate milked. It's some type of way, some type of that, like, they go up in there and you can actually get off from them milking your prostate, which can be reached through the anal cavity.
Okay, yuck. I'm just going to put it out there.
That's
just
what
yuck.
I thought you were talking about. Ain't
yeah.
no milk in there.
Huh?
Yeah, come on. Ain't no milk in there. What?
The stuff that comes out your front, it looks like milk now, don't it? Clumpy milk, but it looks like milk.
What?
Oh my God, I missed y'all. I made him hit a high note. Mm. Miss Unbelievable, I bet you ain't never heard him do that one. Huh?
But that's still yuck. I mean, that's just, I don't see no pleasure in that. That's just that, yeah, I'm speechless right now. It's still yuck. That's ew.
Well, yeah. I mean, some men actually said that they like it because they do get pleasure from it. I have seen it in a movie. I've actually seen, like, the woman put on a road trip, as a matter of fact. That's the name of it. The woman put on a glove, and she went up in that man's Uranus and milked it. And that man, oh my gosh, he must have act like he had the best thing next to sliced bread when she did it. So.
Okay.
It's called milking the prostate. Seriously, that's what it's called. So, I love y'all.
Okay. I don't even got a song I can go to for a break even. We are almost at the end of the show.
Okay.
Yeah, that's some news to me. Okay. I don't know what to say.
Miss E.
Where we do our shout-out.
Okay. Miss E, anytime, I'm talking to Miss Unbelievable over there, anytime he get to hitting that one, never mind, I'll talk to you later.
I'm speechless right now. I have nothing to say. I don't have no shout out for nothing. I'm just, yep. Mm-hmm.
Wait, what do you mean? I mean, both of y'all can't go silent on me right now. Both of y'all can't do it. That's wrong.
No, what you told us, it was just wrong. What you told us, it was just wrong. Hold on. No. Milking the prostate just don't sound pleasant, okay? No, that sounds a little homosexual, okay? Just,
well... You know what? See, that's what happens when we live in this motherfucker. You never know what you're going to hear. Oh, my God. It takes me to end up making people speechless. I'm sorry.
Hey, that's what it is. It is what it is. Hey, you got a big character. That's all I'm going to say. You got a big character.
Oh, hush. It's I have a big personality is what I was told.
There we go. Yeah, big personality. Yeah, I'm trying to be straight. It just don't work for me. It don't work. You should hear me on a date. I will fuck it all up. We're going to do any shout-outs?
Shout-out to Monster, Miss E, Miss Unbelievable over there, the listeners and the callers. And, yeah, watch out. You know, be careful out there. Don't get your prostate milked. Love y'all.
So we'll try to say something, but I just can't do it. We're gonna end up with this song. A new song. It's called Voicemail. Young Bull, Christian Sinclair.
I love you.
We love you too, Kim.
Thank you, honey.
I'm running away, I'm running away, I'm running away. Lord knows I don't need ya. The sun in my face, the sun in my face, the sun in my face. Pack my pockets full of reefer. And now that I'm free, and now that I'm free, free up on my feet. You give me headaches, so I get some medicine. I light it up like a medicine. We wasn't working no more, it was evident. I'm feeling better than better, I'm telling you, babe. Everything straight, I got some cheddar today. I got some cheddar today. I blew a bag, put the rest in the sand. I hit the scene and I bet you that's it. Yeah, I hit the scene and I bet you that's it. Cause I hit the scene and I bet you that's it. Bet you that's it.
I just might buy me a bottle. I might buy two and get wavy. I'm not as tall as the models, but I'm still a Mac with the ladies. And you take me back when you crazy. Yeah, you take me back when you trippin'. But I might just hit it and dish it. Cause right when the digit get big up, nigga get switched up. I'ma go ghost in the ghost, yeah, yeah. Wait till I get on my wave, yeah. She like 90210, yeah, yeah. I tell her I'm finna stay there. I've been cold, I admit it. I had shows in the city. I got hold of the living and I got gold on me drippin'. Hoes on me different, no, this is living. And now I'm on when you see me. You don't like it how it turns. Wait till you see me on TV. Wait till it's only your first. You say you wish it was back in the day. Now it's so different, come back where you stay. But now that I'm in it, I'm happy this way. Cause I hit the scene and I bet you that's it.
Monster US Radio with a roar.